الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك واصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك واصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل Dear viewers of Madani channel welcome to Eid special program of Madani channel Eid in African villages. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, throughout the holy month of Ramadan, Madani channel has been bringing wonderful programs to educate us, to encourage us, to motivate us, to keep us reminded about the holy month of Ramadan. And of course, on the day of Eid as well, Madani channel has so interesting, so beautiful programs for you, like this one itself about Eid in African villages. Obviously, we will get to that. But let's listen to a fadilat of sending salawat, Durood Sharif, upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites Durood upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this program is actually about a trip to the African villages, a trip which was actually to celebrate Eid with those in the villages, a trip which was actually to go to the villages and to see how they are preparing for Eid. Obviously, this journey did not take place on the day of Eid. The program is pre-recorded, but to get the idea of how they spent the Ramadan, about how they are going to prepare for their Eid, about how they are going to welcome this auspicious day of Eid al-Fitr, subhanallah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us the beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, a month in which we can attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a month in which we can get our sins forgiven, a month in which we can develop a routine according to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah azza wa jal, what an atmosphere Ramadan al-Mubarak brings in. Subhanallah, we wake up in the morning for sahur. We wake up in the morning for sahri, and then we head towards the fajr prayers. Then throughout, we are working as well. Like the other days of the year, we are working as well. We are trading or whatever we are doing. We have a job somewhere. We are doing all those things. But along with that, subhanallah azza wa jal, we are fasting in the month of Ramadan. And then at night, after fasting, after working throughout the day, although we may be tired, but subhanallah, heading towards the masjid for Taraweeh. Allahu Akbar, the month of Ramadan is full of blessings. The month of Ramadan is full of barakah. Ramadan is the month of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is the month of fasting. Ramadan is the month of the Holy Quran, tilawat of the Holy Quran. And at the completion of the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the gift of Eid al-Fitr, subhanallah azza wa jal. And to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Eid is as well definitely a bounty and a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to see how Eid is in the remote areas of Africa, in the villages of Africa, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, our team set off and we traveled from Blantyre, Malawi, towards Kasungu. It's a very long journey. We had to stop over somewhere to spend the night. And then we carried on towards the central region of Malawi. So basically from southern region of Malawi towards the central Malawi. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. It was a very beautiful, a very lovely journey. And as we reached Kasungu, first of all, the roads as well were such when we were going inside the villages, deep inside, the roads were dusty, not tar road. It was a struggle to even drive on those roads. And subhanallah, there are people living there. There are people in the area where we went. The population is approximately 94,000 people. Yes, 94,000 people are living there. There are masajid there as well. There are people fasting there as well. There are people performing Taraweeh there as well. There are people reading the Holy Quran in that area as well. There are people who are rejoicing the month of Ramadan there as well. And there are people rejoicing the day of Eid there as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So we visited few masjid as well. We visited few people. We spoke to them. And Alhamdulillah, we had taken gifts for Eid for them. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We distributed food packs so that can help them. For them to prepare for the day of Eid. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we visited and witnessed many things. And the most touching part was that we actually went there to see the manner of their preparation of Eid, the manner as to how excited they are for Eid. Yes, the excitement was there. The happiness was there. You could feel the vibes there, subhanallah Azza wa Jal. But at the very same time, along with the happiness, there was such a sad moment. Where the heart was sinking into sadness. Allahu Akbar, we came across a house which was so poorly built. And obviously, that house was such that we can't even imagine of the concept of having drying room there, or bedrooms, multiple bedrooms, or a garage for car, and you know, different rooms for different activities, a playroom separately, a gym room separately. It's just one box, just like a box. And that too, having a roof made of straws, Allahu Akbar. Meaning if it rains, the water will come in the house directly. A lady aged approximately 80 years living there with six of her grandchildren. Allah, Allah, Allah. We went inside the house as well. We greeted the children, we met the children. And it was really a heart-touching moment. An area where there's so many people residing. We were so shocked to see their water source. Allahu Akbar. It was dirty water actually. It was water which was surrounded by insects and mosquitoes. Meaning animals drink from there. And from the very same place, there are human beings drinking that water. Meaning that water in cities will not even be used to wash a car. It won't be used in a car wash as well. And people are actually drinking that water. Allahu Akbar. We don't know how many sicknesses would it carry. How many diseases it would carry. But people are drinking that water. People are making wudu with that water. People are bathing with that water. People are using that water for cooking. There's so many thousands of people there. And that's their only water source. Allahu Akbar. The only water source is that. That dirty water. Yes, the one which you are witnessing on your screens. We went there. We saw the water ourselves with our own eyes. We saw the houses there with our own eyes. We saw the situations there with our own eyes. Allahu Akbar. Such a heartbreaking moment that was. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them facilities so that they can carry out the day-to-day matters easily, inshallah. May they have clean water. May they have other facilities as well, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them such people, such kind-hearted people who can turn the whole village, inshallah, azza wa jal. Who can grant them water boreholes, who can give them many other things as well, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the hearts of our Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters to reach out to them and to help them. As the day of Eid, we should look into our neighborhood. We should look into our surroundings. We should look into the rural areas which are surrounded by us. Let's visit there. Let's go there. By our visit, we learned a lot. And there is a lot which is to be done. There is a big number of people around the world who are living under the line of poverty. And yet they are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are celebrating the month of Ramadan. They are commemorating the day of Eid. They are celebrating the day of Eid. They are happy, alhamdulillah, in their own lives. Subhanallah azza wa jal. But it is our responsibility that we take our time, we go to them. Even if we don't help them anything financially, maybe we don't have the means. Perhaps a viewer might be thinking, I don't have that much. How can I help them? You can help them by going to them, sharing few words of kindness with them. Allahu Akbar. That's even a very great thawab, inshallah, azza wa jal, to spread smiles on the faces of people. That will be a great form of sadaqah from your side. So please try, take this message, please try to go to these areas, the rural areas, the areas where people are living under the line of poverty. Go to your neighborhood, go around, maybe in your street there are some people who are in need of your attention, who are in need of your kindness, who are in need of your smile. go to them inshallah azza wa jalla. Let's spread smiles, let's spread happiness. This is the day of Eid, this is the message of Eid, and this is the concept of Eid. Anyways, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, our journey carried on, and there was a massive distribution there as well. And then subhanallah azza wa jal, we spoke to the kids, we spoke to the people, and the people who spoke to us as well from Madani channel, they gave the reviews as well about how they felt on Dawat-e-Islami's Madani channel's team going there, about the Islamic brothers visiting them, spending time with them, giving them gifts. How do they feel? Subhanallah azza wa jal, have a look at what they said. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
It was a pleasure meeting you, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. I really enjoyed in the Wembe village of Kasungo.
Yeah.
But obviously we have come here for Eid celebrations and to see what is the excitement for Eid. Okay. So how do you celebrate Eid here? If you can tell the viewers of Madani channel, if you can tell the viewers of the silsila of the program Eid in African villages.
Inshallah. Alhamdulillah for asking me how we celebrate Eid in this area. The celebration of Eid is just one of the popular celebrations for Muslims. You know, Muslims have two celebrations. It's one the first Eid and the other Eid, that's Eid al-Adha. So when we are celebrating that Eid, we feel very excited, so that Allah has answered our prayers with hope. So whatever we are trying to request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we appreciate that everything has been received.
Are people sad that Ramadan is going?
Oh yeah, people are not happy that Ramadan is going, because during the time of Ramadan, people are always they steadfast and they leave whatever they do something. So they always make sure that they are doing everything good. So,
right. But at the very same time, while they are sad, they are also happy that it is coming.
They want to be happy that it is coming. Yeah, that's surprising. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at the very same time, they're sad also. They're happy also.
Yeah.
A blessing is going, but yet another blessing of Allah Ta'ala is coming. Can you please tell me what do you cook during Eid?
Yeah, especially Muslims, we are very happy to eat when we eat rice with chicken, rice with beef, and the other food like soft drinks. It's part of the food we eat during our
celebrations. What do the children do eat days?
The children, they prefer, like you have just done, because I saw you distributing some biscuits, sweets, so children were very happy.
Subhanallah.
Yeah.
So alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala bless you for Eid, may Allah Ta'ala bless us all on the day of Eid, inshallah Ta'ala. May our ibadat, our worships in the month of Ramadan be accepted, inshallah. Very happy to hear from you. Jazakallahu
khairan too, inshallah. And I'm also pleased that you came here and everyone is happy, as you have just the scene. Maybe they will also see some from the pictures.
This is the team of Madani channel.
Inshallah.
Okay, you can say
it's Madani channel.
Madani channel.
Okay.
You watch Madani channel.
I usually watch it.
You watch Madani channel.
Yes, mashallah. Yeah.
Which what is your favorite program on Madani channel?
Yeah, on Madani channel, when they come on preaching, I normally stay there and listen to that program.
Okay, have you seen the Sheikh with the white beard? Sheikh Ilyas Qadri.
Ilyas Qadri, yes. With the green.
Very good,
mashallah. I normally watch that channel.
Love Maulana Ilyas Qadri?
Especially that one.
So we can both say, we love Maulana Ilyas Qadri.
We love Maulana Ilyas Qadri.
We love Madani channel.
We love Madani channel.
Alhamdulillah, we have another Islamic brother here, and his name is also Usman. Mashallah, my name is Usman. His name is Usman. I am Usman Madani. You are?
I'm Osman Sangala.
Osman Sangala.
Osman, you know, Hussein Sangala.
Osman Hussein Sangala.
Good.
But Sangala, in the Chichewa language, Sangalala means happy.
Happiness.
So I can say Osman is happy.
Good.
Mashallah. This is our Uncle Osman, mashallah. So
exactly.
Uncle Osman, I will ask you, how do you enjoy the day of Eid?
Well, there are so many ways of enjoying Eid.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this year's Eid, I don't want to say about the past Eid.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say about
this Eid.
This Eid, this coming Eid.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll enjoy more than we used to.
Why?
Because of your presence here.
Oh, mashallah, jazakallahu khairan.
Because of your gifts.
But what have you planned for it? What will you do on the Eid day?
I just planned to invite some friends and talk about Allah.
Mashallah. What are your favorite dishes on Eid? What do you eat on Eid day?
Chicken.
Chicken, you love chicken?
I love chicken, but I don't have chicken. Mm. I just love it.
Oh, no. You will have chicken, inshallah, as well. You will have
it. Oh, yes, I love
rice.
It.
You like rice as well?
Very, very, very.
What's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish is, I wish I had Indian dish.
Indian dish? You love Indian food?
I love Indian dish.
You like spices?
Yes, spices. But that's unfortunately, they are very far away from me.
Oh, no, inshallah, you will get. Maybe, Allah Ta'ala make this village into a developed city, inshallah. The viewers of Madani Channel are watching you. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Mr. Usman Hussain Sangala is good. Being watched by the viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah
Azza wa Jal. Anything
about Dawat-e-Islami or your today's experience will you like to share to the viewers of Madani Channel?
Yes. This is a very rare experience.
Mm.
This is very, very rare indeed.
You love that we celebrate.
Yes, I love that.
Came here to welcome Eid for you.
Yes.
You love that we came here to welcome Eid.
I don't know what I can say. I don't know how I can express myself of your coming here.
Allahu Akbar.
As I have already said, there have been so many Eids, past, gone. But to this Eid, this coming Eid, I think he was so delighted.
MashaAllah. Eid Mubarak, inshaAllah.
InshaAllah.
Eid Mubarak to you,
inshaAllah.
Jazakallah khairah, jazakallah.
May Allah bless you.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our journey carried on and we went next day to a place called Makanjira. Makanjira is actually on the other side of Lake Malawi. Lake Malawi is very beautiful, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. It is the third largest lake of the African continent. And it is the seventh largest lake of Africa. And subhanAllah, you'll be amazed to know that in the small country of Malawi, this huge lake is there. And this lake is number one in the world in terms of having most quantity, most species of fish. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. This is the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. You know, it is so beautiful to see the mountains, to see how the valleys are built, to see how the waters, to see how the lakes are built, to see how the oceans are built. This is undoubtedly the majesty, the power of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the most supreme. He is the most powerful. You know, even the smallest thing if you see, just look at a leaf. How it gets green in the summer and how it turns pale towards the winter. Allahu Akbar. These are all signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all signs of the greatest of kings. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability that we be amongst those who realize this and thank Him more and more and more and grow ourselves, grow our hearts more in His love and more in His ibadat. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we sailed over the lake, over Lake Malawi, to reach to the other side of Lake Malawi, which is also very close to the Mozambican border. Yes, there is another country of Africa known as Mozambique, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. So on the other side of the lake, there is a place called Makanjira, which is very close to the Mozambican border. So this place, Makanjira, is also one of those places which is under the line of poverty. It has a lot of poverty. It has such a bad situation as well. And we saw how the roads are built there. We saw how people are in need there. What are the needs of the people? But yet again, we see the happiness there. We spent time with the children. We played with the children a bit. And mashallah, they were so excited. They were so excited. In fact, more than the gifts, what mattered to them was the kindness, was the love, was the smiles. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So Alhamdulillah, we spent some time there. We visited the masjids around there. We visited a madrasa which was around there. And Alhamdulillah, in that village as well, approximately about 800 families, Alhamdulillah, gifts were given to them for Eid, for them to prepare for Eid. And Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the kids are always amazing. Subhanallah, the kids are amazing. So the kids gave us a very good time, a very fun time as well. We played with them as well. We spoke to them. They spoke to us. And Alhamdulillah, the journey of Makanjira ended very beautifully, and we came back to the other side of the lake where we started the journey from. And subhanAllah, we returned back to our homes with a lot to learn with, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, with a lot to share to you as well. First and foremost thing, on every step, on every stage, what we witnessed and the message we attained, was the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning in these places where people are living under the line of poverty, where people are living their life without even necessary needs, necessary things which are required, but they're still happy. Subhanallah azza wa jal. And us on the other side, we are complaining. After having each and everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed with so many bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much. A person has a running business, he has a good car, he has a good house, he has everything, you name it, he has it. And at the end of the day, he's complaining. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Whilst we should be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the state Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us amongst those who are able to give, and not amongst those who are in the situation of receiving. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make us amongst those who are the givers. Always make us amongst those who care about others. Always make us amongst those who help others with our charities. Always make us amongst those who spread love, who spread smiles. So shukr, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the most highlighted message from the entire journey. This day of Eid, along with taking care of those who are underprivileged, taking care of those who are in need, looking after them, also try at the same time that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we appreciate the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously we should also thank one another as well. On the day of Eid, when a person has given you a gift, and it happens, you know, neighbors send sweets to each other, thank them. Thank them, appreciate them. The children should thank their parents. Parents should thank one another. Spouses should thank one another. Husband should thank the wife. Wife should thank the husband. And you know, it should be a very beautiful atmosphere. The students should thank their teacher. Colleagues should thank one another. You know, if you're a boss, you're working somewhere, or you know, you're in certain position, thank those who are working underneath you. Thank those who are working for you. Thank them. Yes, thank them. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will create a sense of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be amongst those who thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely and wholeheartedly. Another message from this journey of ours, from this journey into the African villages, from this beautiful journey of looking at the Eid preparations in the African villages, what we learn is that we should not neglect the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what the situation is. Because what we saw is that no matter a person does not have enough way sahri or iftari, but they're still fasting. They do not have lights at night at many places. They don't have the provisions. But still, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, they are wholeheartedly attending the Tarawih Salahs. They are going to the masjid as well. Yes, as we find weaknesses at so many places, that the first days of Ramadan al-Mubarak, masajid are full, and the last few days of Ramadan, the masjids are full. In between, people disappear, Allahu Akbar. So this is found at many places, even in the rural areas. But generally, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, these people are dedicated. They are, mashallah, welcoming Ramadan al-Mubarak. They are celebrating Ramadan al-Mubarak. They are spending Ramadan al-Mubarak wholeheartedly, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. And yet, in their own manner, they're also celebrating the day of Eid. They're preparing the day of Eid. In fact, you know, look at their wishes, what they want on the day of Eid. What do we want on the day of Eid? Maybe we want that our father should buy us, you know, a latest phone or something, or a latest laptop, or a latest car or something, or we should get this much money for Eid, or we should get that much money for Eid. Well, their wishes that they want a dish prepared with chicken. Allahu Akbar. Their Eid wish is they want rice. These are their wishes. Small wishes. Allahu Akbar. Small things which may sound to us are actually big things for them. In fact, many of our day-to-day routine use items are basically their dreams. They are their wishes. They wish they could have it. While we have it and we do not appreciate it. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making shukr upon what we have is the core and highlighted message of the entire journey into the African villages. So this was the Eid in African villages. This is how the people in the African villages celebrate their Eid. Obviously, we were not able to show you everything, but whatever could cover in a small time, we tried to bring it to you. And inshallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may we go out to more places like this, bring smiles to more people, and bring those memorable memories to you through Madani Channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Eid Mubarak from Madani Channel. Eid Mubarak from Dawat-e-Islami. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak.